I sometimes invite people to guest post for me on my blog. Recently, Sarah Morris wrote a blog post about teaching children table manners. Sarah writes on behalf of Primrose Preschools. I thought I'd share what Sarah wrote with you, my dear listeners. The art of table manners will always be in fashion and can add great value to the lives of your children if taught properly. Proper manners travel far beyond please and thank you in that they demonstrate respect for the others around you. By concentrating on table manners, you can teach your children to pay the proper attention and respect that adults and their peers deserve. Of course, one of the best ways to teach good behavior is to model it. Sitting down to a relaxing dinner and modeling proper etiquette will go a long way in the instruction of your children. Begin teaching at an early age. There is no reason to wait until children are older to stress the importance of proper table manners. In fact, the earlier that a child is taught, the easier it will be for them to form lasting, positive habits that stay with them through life. Children learn by imitation, so even infants can benefit from proper modeling. As soon as a child is able to speak, he or she can learn to say phrases like thank you and please when appropriate. By age 3, children should be able to sit quietly through an entire meal. Praise and constant reinforcement will help during this phase as children thrive under these influences. Children can be a great asset in helping to set the table and even help a bit with meal preparation. Cutting should begin with plastic cutlery and soft foods, gradually moving up to sharper knives and tougher foods. Target your feedback so it comments on the actual activity they are engaged in. Instead of saying, "Great job," or "Nice work," a parent can say, "I am proud of you for not speaking with your mouth full," or "Good job finishing everything on your plate." Polite conversation can be modeled by the adults at the table, and children will do their best to emulate this behavior. Demonstrate how a conversation flows, how one party speaks and another listens, and then ask questions. Save heated debates and talk of such things as politics for meals when there are no children present. This way, they will not be subjected to arguments. This is also a good time to discuss what is appropriate and not appropriate to discuss at mealtime. Examine your own behavior. Children will not do as you say if you do not follow your own rules. Be certain to use the best language at all times and remember to stay cool and level-headed if improper behavior arises. Remember that children are in a continuous process of learning and making mistakes, and being gently corrected is how they will learn most quickly. Be consistent as much as possible. Children operate best when they are placed in routine situations. Clear boundaries allow children to know what is expected of them. Speak with your children in advance when eating out so they will know exactly what behaviors you are looking for. The steps to proper dining, such as what silverware to use, can be taught to them as a game of memory. Of course, all children will make mistakes now and again, and these are good opportunities to reinforce their progress and praise what they have done right, rather than concentrate on what is wrong. Great advice, Sarah. Thank you for the information. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.